paperwork done?
Yes.
What do you hear on Windows 11? I'm seeing now articles are appearing about, Windows 12 is coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised. Like I said, personally, I haven't had much luck with Windows 11, which is unfortunate.
But 11 is the new 8?
Pretty much. I can't tell you how many times I've had it reloaded at this point for features that should have been working fine. My screen just dimmed out all of a sudden. The screen worked fine, so I was able to boot it up into a different operating system perfectly fine. So I had to reload it then.
Wow.
My taskbar icons just disappeared one day. Couldn't get those to show back up. Did a reload and it worked fine.
I used a snipping tool. What are these guys doing?
Oh yeah, they pretty much decided to get rid of the snipping tool.
Well, is there with control?
They're renaming it.
Control shift Windows S.
They decided to rename it, and I forget what they were renaming it to, but it's the same thing, just with a little extra features. But hopefully Windows 12 isn't so much of a bust. As we can only hope.
It is just a wild to see this, you know, the amount of money that they're spending.
Well, the main reason why I wanted to do Windows 11 was for the direct storage, which unfortunately they never even took advantage of. They didn't do anything with direct storage, especially for gaming or anything like that. So I didn't see a single performance increase from Windows 10 to 11.
Yeah.
Even though Microsoft said it was more gaming-centric. Kind of hard to be gimmick-centric when the feature you're promising doesn't exist.
Yeah, the RISC-V is going to be coming in on around the 23rd.
It'll be a nice Christmas present to yourself.
Well, you know, again, my interest is now is in portable transparency. In other words, it has to work on all three of them.
Yeah.
And so rather than having to write something in assembler, you can now write it in C and let the C compiler write the assembler for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a lot of your work, yeah.
But I wanted to get one of these things, since I can't get it working on the MT yet because of the Chrome OS. Mm-hmm. That is a mess, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, especially with the increase in price. I mean, they're charging pretty much almost Windows laptop prices for a Chromebook with different hardware, all soldered down, and you can't do anything because of that little chip on there, so it's got to have Chrome OS.
Yeah, it's grim.
People are buying them.
Well, I guess.
Until they have any issues with it, and then they go, why didn't I buy a real computer? I just go,
yeah. I invested my $80 plus. Which that worked. Patrick got it working on it, okay, and things. But not on the MT yet. But I think it's only a matter of time until somebody gets it working.
Yeah. Well, it's just for the hardware being used, it would run better on Linux, as much as I hate to say.
Uh-huh.
Especially with Chrome OS being so light and what it uses. Linux just does a lot better.
Yeah. Even I'm noticing between the cell phone, cell phone was running Android 11, and then it forcibly updated to 12. And I have another one I just bought, my $170 one, an A23, and it was originally running 13, and they backed it off to 12. So, I'm just missing. It has all sorts of changes. You go up there to get the microphone. What did they do with it now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And here you're.
Just put the screws back in.
A whole lot of extra steps just to do the same thing it was doing before.
Well, this whole thing of operating systems and software is getting to be a real mess, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're trying to overcomplicate it, and they just stick to keeping it simple. I mean, why do you have to press four different things to access your volume when you can just press two, or even just one?
Yeah. Well, this is a big surprise, and I have another one I'm going to put it together. Okay. In other words, I it's hard to get through the first into the place where you see now. But I have three of these $35 ones.
Is that the little board?
That little tiny, yeah.
Hey, that's not too bad. For being a little tiny guy.
No, other people are saying this too, okay? And I'm reading some of the stuff out on the web, okay? Some YouTube ones. And
hey.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, like I said, a little piece of $35 hardware does you more than a $200 Chromebook.
Well, they aren't. You can get them for around $100. Oh, incidentally, the Lenovo $100 one from Best Buy. Mm-hmm. It's a 64 gigabyte. That one has a communication chip, and it's one running wireless at 866.
Hey.
And most of the ones that they will only go, 433, but that one's cranking along. I'm leaving Windows on. I was going to try to destroy it, okay? But then I decided, well, I'm going to leave 11 on it just in case I want to try something out.
Well, especially after all the headache we had reloading it and then not wanting to pick up all the drivers it had before. I mean, that was a little ridiculous.
Well, I went over to Best Buy on the west side and looked at their open box. I wondered, is it here?
Hey,
are they going to ask $30 for it? I might buy it back.
Yeah,
run Linux.
Might not have been a bad idea.
This whole thing about computing and the layoffs, and
it's unfortunate. And I imagine they'll probably rehire some folks back at a cheaper rate. So you want a fresh install? I don't understand why they have to lay off all these folks.
Yeah. See, in Israel, Intel is giving them choices of unpaid leave. Rather than laying people off.
I don't know what's on it.
The same thing. That's got to be just indefinite unpaid leave. Well, you might as well just tell me you're laying me off.
It's only a partial layoff. Okay, we're not.
You'll stay on the payroll, but
yeah.
We decided to maybe pick you back up 5 years down the line.
Okay, if I didn't have any
deal. Well, since your leader is all busy, you can convey the information.
I sure will.
Stu said the computers are going to be part of the frozen food, and I say, no, it's going to be part of in the candy department.
Oh, yeah. Pretty soon here, yeah.
Yeah, but my interest is, of course, an embedded controller. And there you don't want the operating system. You want the app to run.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else should not be there.
Nope.
No security, no malware.
Nope. Just the app.
Yeah. Well, have a good one.
You take it.